chamber for today's trial session before returning to Iowa later this afternoon.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Today's show is brought to you by NFL football withdrawal. That's right, no more NFL football games for more than 7 months. The 2020 season starts on September 10th, so you have plenty of time to finally clean out your garage.
Hey, I already have the antidote for football withdrawal. It's called baseball.
Yes, sir. 19 days till spring training games.
In these last couple of weeks, barring, you know, more cheating suspensions and everything else, can't get here fast.
It's exciting in February.
We've explained this. When you grow up in a baseball town, your year does not begin January 1st. Your year begins on opening day because after surviving a brutal winter, the grass is green, the flowers are growing. There still may be a foot of snow in Cleveland, but the season is underway. 3 past 7 o'clock.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. We have an active weather week ahead, but today is going to be absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you know, we had 69 yesterday on a perfect Super Bowl Sunday, and today we're looking for a high temperature in the middle 70s. So not bad for February 3rd. More sun than clouds today. Increasing clouds tonight. Low in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. But a spring-like high in the low 70s again. Then showers and thunderstorms mid-70s Wednesday. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It's on 75,000 phones now here in the River Region. More rain Thursday, high 66. Breezy, much colder, or let's say much cooler Friday. I don't see any Arctic air, but we'll only be in mid-50s on Friday. That'll be a big change from the mid-70s.
Excuse me.
Excuse you. Right now, this morning, with calm winds, it's 39 degrees at 7:04.
And we have David on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, y'all. Hey. I just watched, like, the last 6 minutes of the game last night.
Yeah.
But the one commercial I thought that was hilarious that I saw actually pregame was the Sonata commercial where they're up in Boston and parking the car. It self-parks, and they're all yapping amongst each other.
Were they using those Boston accents?
Yeah.
Who was in that, though? Wasn't it a celebrity spot?
What's his name? The guy, young guy that was in The Office, the tall guy?
John Krasinski.
Yes,
John Krasinski
is in there.
He was the one driving it.
Chris Evans was in that, and, oh, man, I'm forgetting her name, but she used to be on SNL a lot.
Yeah, yeah, little short gal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel Dratch?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And Big Poppy stuck his head out the window and yelled at him. So
what was the commercial with Scorsese in
it? That was a Coke commercial. It was cool.
Yeah, that was a dumb commercial.
Very dumb.
So,
you must be dumb. Who wants to see George Stephanopoulos host Jeopardy? Really?
You're kidding me.
Are you kidding me?
If they hire him, they may as well have Hillary turn in the letters.
Yeah, really. Hey, Greg, speaking of baseball, strong rumors in Chicago that the Cubs are looking to do a straight-up trade. Chris Bryant for Arenado with the Rockies.
Oh, well, he wants out of the Rockies.
Like, yeah, he does.
Bad.
And just got a big contract.
Yeah.
Huge contract.
And Bryant does not want, I mean, bad blood with him and the Cubs management, so.
Yeah, yeah,
only
because
paid
he lost his arbitration.
$17 million. I'd be mad, too.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
It'd be interesting. Actually, I think the Cubs would come out better on the deal.
They would. Arenado's a much better player than Bryant. Arenado's a much
play,
better.
Good play, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, have a good one, guys.
Thanks. Hey, we already got a little baseball talk in here.
Baseball. Yeah,
Jay,
see?
Who would you rather have, Bryant or Arenado? I mean, come on.
Bryant is a problem as far as behavior, right? I mean, he can fly off the handle. What did he do last year, this last season? You know what I mean? That incident where, what did he do?
Well, he made a very derogatory comment about St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So they hate the Cubs enough in St. Louis, but
oh, yeah.
The worst there.
Absolutely.
The whole anger thing. You know, baseball, the rules allow a team to put a guy in the minor leagues for a few weeks to add an extra year of service. Mm-hmm. So they get 7 years of the player they've invested the money in to bring along. That's what that's all about. And he lost his grievance, as most people thought he would.
He threw a baseball into the stand or something?
No, that was Trevor Bauer.
I beg your pardon.
Trevor Bauer did that for the Indians, and I believe that was the last game he pitched for them. They took him out of the game, and they traded him to Cincinnati. There's your punishment. Think Cleveland was bad? Try Cincinnati in the winter. 7:07 is the time. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. The place to partner up with, so you never have to worry about who's going to take care of the service and maintenance of your car, where you're going to get tires when you need them, and people who will jump through every necessary hoop to accommodate your schedule. Drop your car off, let them know where you need to go from there, and they'll get you there. And let them know what time you'll be available to get back with your car, and they will set that up for you as well. Customer service that will absolutely blow you away. But the work they do in the meantime, Master Certified Technicians at all three locations, they're very convenient to everybody in Prattville and Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison. Just the very best at what they do, and they never quote a price on tires without including the installation for it. No games whatsoever. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, your local news at 7:08. Yes, there is a convoluted intro for Random Facts, at least the first part of it. That's coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. The fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. State troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. This happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately 1/2 mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. And a state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be the hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by sponsors who couldn't afford an expensive Super Bowl commercial, but are great enough to sponsor us. Sponsors like these.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is February 3rd, National Carrot Top Day. Now, why would they waste a day on some washed-up, bulked-up, ginger-headed, unfunny prop comic is beyond me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my bad. It's actually National Carrot Cake Day. That makes more sense because carrot cake is actually something people enjoy.
And now, if you care at all, you pay attention and win the pop quiz following
random facts.
Always carrot, topical.
Care at all. That's good. Care at all. That's good. You did really good with that.
Thank you, teammates.
Good boy.
you can credit the prednisone.
Yeah. Did you know Russians,
What was Russia?
Russians during Cold War thought the building in the middle of the Pentagon.
You sound like Boris Badenoff.
Yes. Moose and squirrel. Russians during the Cold War thought the building that was in the middle of the Pentagon was a top-secret meeting room because satellite imagery showed that government officials entered in and out of the building every day at the same time.
Was it a commissary?
It was just a hot dog stand for the staff. That's all it was. Yep. Mm. Did you know the first ever Super Bowl halftime show did not feature award-winning musicians, but rather two men flying around with jetpacks?
Wow.
Yeah, the spectacle was witnessed by the 60,000 who were in attendance and 50 million who were watching at home.
With $11 tickets?
I remember we had the guys with the jetpacks that as our favorite president called it, Kaminsky Park. They flew from foul pole to foul pole.
Oh, yeah. Jetpacks.
Did you ever see those malfunction and those funny eclipse things where they had to, you know, try to put the guy out? He's on fire.
He's spinning around while the area.
They did a bunch of commercial publicity stunts. It was the Bell Rocket Belt. Movie and TV show appearances in the 60s and 70s. They retired in the mid-70s. Ran off high-proof hydrogen peroxide, decomposed by a catalytic mesh. Exhaust was just H2O steam and O2, but already so hot, it would not be practical to add fuel and use the oxygen tube. Only had a 21-second max flight.
Yeah.
And 15 seconds considered usable.
Now, compare that to the show last night. and the heat involved.
Yeah, where's our pole dancers and strippers in baseball?
That's exactly right.
We can't objectify women that way.
Let the players do it themselves.
Pole dancing, jeez.
Did you know Popeye the Sailor became so popular during the Great Depression that consumption of spinach increased by 33%? His popularity also led to American children listing spinach as their third favorite food after turkey and ice cream.
Ooh.
This is during the Great Depression.
Oh.
Children's favorite food was ice cream, followed by turkey and spinach.
So they picked spinach, but they could have picked, like, Spam. And Spam would have been popular.
It could have been anything.
Yeah.
But they picked Spam. I don't know why they picked spinach.
Spinach.
I'm not sure what the, I should look that up, actually. Where the, like, why they chose spinach as the food.
Well, it comes in a can.
Certainly wholesome.
And when you're at that moment of desperation, Popeye squeezes the can, the spinach flies out.
Spam comes in a can, too.
Yeah, but it's one big lump.
And that noise.
Yeah. Well, that would have been even better. He held it over his mouth, and you'd have seen it slowly.
Waiting and waiting.
Waiting for
the Bruno is...
Anticipation. It's slow good.
It's slow good. Did you know that David Bowie, he did not live to see a number one album? His final album, Black Star, came out the day after he died.
Right.
And is the only one of his albums to make number one on Billboard.
Well, how ironic is that? But, you know, he knew that he was on his way out, and that's...
He did. Yeah. And apparently nobody else did. Mm. I mean, well, I'm sure there's a few very close people who probably knew something, but... It was not a well-known thing.
Right.
Good news, I found the toilet paper.
Oh, good.
Good. Thank you.
He needs it for his nose, by the way.
Repeating our bulletin just in, the toilet paper has been located.
That was a thing this morning earlier before I got in?
No. I'm just being silly.
Yeah. Did you know the black paint around the outside of your car's windshield is called frit?
Frit?
Frit. It's the frit band. It both hides the sealant securing the windshield to your car and protects it from the sun's ultraviolet rays, which can damage the adhesive.
Oh.
Frith?
Frit.
Frit.
F-R-I-T. Just Frit. That's what it is. That's what it's called. Did you know that Kansas City, Missouri existed before Kansas was a state?
Well, yeah, because it's in Missouri and not Kansas.
Yeah.
Did you hear Trump made a mistake last night and congratulated the people of the city of the state of Kansas instead of Missouri?
Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. You've made the state of Kansas so proud.
Oh, jeez.
Whoops.
When Kansas became a state, they founded their own Kansas City to benefit from the economic growth of Kansas City, Missouri that they were experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never hear the end of that one. I mean, really, that's dumb.
Did you know a trucker hauling potato chips, he got lost in an unfamiliar area after entering the wrong GPS information, and he became stuck on a snowy embankment while attempting to turn around. He was found 4 days later. He was dehydrated, his kidneys had shut down, and he was close to having frostbite on one foot.
Oh, no.
But he never ate one single chip.
You're kidding me.
Not a single piece of the product was eaten.
That is where my loyalty ends.
No kidding. Like, okay, I'm out here for 4 days. I'm going to have a potato
Guess
chip.
What? I'll never starve.
What was
that? That's my new signal for break time.
Break time.
We got four more left. I'm going to talk to you about a 113-year-old guy who had a strange routine.
Stay with us, folks.
The actress Kate Mara.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm familiar with her work, but not off the top of my head right now.
Okay.
She has an interesting lineage. We'll talk about that. The Chrysler Building.
Yeah, which is an pretty artsy building in New York City.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. And also the word swims.
Swims?
Swim. Swims. Like you're swimming.
Oh.
S-W-I-M-S.
Oh, okay.
Swims. We'll talk about that as well. All coming up on Random Facts.
All right.
I don't know who this is.
Well, let's find out the hard way.
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party down in the Mobile Baldwin County area.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Yeah, okay. Real hot. Briefly, it's a public service announcement, really. Okay. Bottom line is, tomorrow at 11 o'clock to noon, we're having the 10th annual Welcome Back Rally to welcome our legislators back. Hopefully they will not do too much harm this year. Mm. But the bottom line is the theme of our rally tomorrow is stopping Amendment 1. And we think it's absolutely critical that people come out, learn more about this issue that Amendment 1 is going to bring about, taking away your right to vote for your state board of education member. And we think it's really a game changer what they have done this time.
Because where is this rally going to take place?
Sorry. It's going to be at the State House, 11 South Union Street in Montgomery.
At 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. We've got, I'm going to read a letter from Secretary of State John Merrill, who is opposed to it. We have the three members from the House of Representatives who voted against it, Bob Fincher, Arnold Mooney, and Andrew Sorrell. The fact of the matter is that this is an important issue that on March 3rd, if people don't understand what they're voting for, they're going to lock in Common Core into the Constitution.
Right. And we're not, personally, that is not something I'm a fan of. So here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Call the same number after 3. Tell Rosie that we spoke this morning, and we'll talk at greater length about it this afternoon.
Okay, that sounds good. You all just announce it occasionally.
You just did. We will mention it throughout the day.
Thank you. That's random PSAs here.
7:21. Hey, we could fool everybody and take some of that and make it the pop quiz question.
It's true.
BrianJewelry.com is a great place to begin your search for the perfect Valentine's Day gift. It is getting closer. Everybody rolled their eyes right after Christmas when I said, well, you know, we got about 6 weeks here. Now's a good time to start thinking about it. Smart ones have already been to Brian Jewelry and talked to Lynn or Kenny or any one of that great staff about an idea for the person they're shopping for. They know how to match up information you provide about the person that is the target of Cupid's heart or Arrow, I should say, and things they have in stock or things that they can create from scratch. That's what a professional jeweler can do, and they've been doing it for a long, long time now. They are halfway through their seventh decade at Bryan Jewelry, growing with Prattville from a tiny little town to a real bustling community in their new building at 1778 East Main. They've got a club you can join online, and if you do, you'll get $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. So why not do that when you have a moment, BryanJewelry.com, and then browse the inventory or stop by and see them and get that gift for Valentine's Day that says, hey, I really put some thought into this, or at least somebody else's thought into this, at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. 722, traffic, and then we're back with the final four random facts.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic school zones are still in effect for a bit this morning, and we're seeing some congestion mainly on the Northeastern Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. Got a lot of inbound action on the 31s this morning. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery, but we have no accidents reported to us to pass on to you at this time. So buckle up, drive carefully, and keep it here for more traffic updates. Keep your pets safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, which random fact is next?
Number four.
Random facts.
Oh. You're absolutely right. Because I only have four to go. Did you know, at age 113... a guy by the name of Bernardo Lapaglio continued to shop for himself, cook, bathe, shave without any assistance from anyone to help him in and out of the shower. He would generally go to sleep by 9:30 and would get up around 3:30 or 4 a.m.
Wow.
This comes from National Geographic.
Is he still alive?
No. Well, let me look here and see what year this was written.
I guess he fell in the shower or something.
Yeah, this is back from 2014.
Okay.
Oddly enough, though.
He'd be 120 now.
I'm trying to find the part here where he says
that he smokes cigarettes and
no, nothing about that. He every day he gets up and here it is. Everyone will want to know the secrets of living a long life while remaining healthy and alert. What's your advice about eating, exercise, stress, and just generally looking after yourself? He says, I eat plenty of fresh fruit and green vegetables, and I drink plenty of water. Water is very important. Exercise and sleep is very important. Mm-hmm. Unless I am making a speech someplace, I'm generally in bed by 9:30. I get up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning, go for my walk, take my shower, rub my body down with olive oil.
Whoa.
Make my breakfast.
The Popeye dough?
Rubs his body down in olive oil. Okay. That was a strange thing. I guess that's I don't know.
No, everybody's got their thing.
I wonder how Popeye feels about it.
Did you know actress Kate Mara, who I'm not... The name's very familiar, so it means I've probably seen a bunch of her stuff, but I'm not placing her right now. Her great-grandfathers are Tim Mara and Art Rooney Sr.
Okay. Football ownership fame.
Yes. Her great-grandfathers founded and her family still own the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Her acting contracts state that if either team make it to the Super Bowl, she can attend. Hmm. And get out of whatever it is she's doing at the time. Did you know the Chrysler Building sits on land that is owned by Cooper Union, which is a nonprofit school? Because of Cooper Union's nonprofit status, this means that there is no property tax assessed to the property. Instead, the Chrysler Building pays yearly rent to Cooper Union, the nonprofit school.
Still?
In 2018, the rent payment to Cooper Union was $32.5 million.
Yeah. Wow.
It was briefly, very briefly, the tallest building in the world until I think the Empire State Building eclipsed that. But it's a very artsy, cool building.
You see that in the afternoon on the west side of Manhattan, and it's spectacular.
I mean, if the sun hits it right,
that is some sight to behold.
Yep.
And finally, this might require a little bit of visual thought here. The word swims.
Okay.
If you turn it upside down on a vertical axis, is still the word swims.
And what kind of a nim is that?
Yeah, I love those.
It's an ambigram.
Ambigram.
Yes.
I thought it was like a homonymph.
No, the proper this is referred to as an ambigram. And I really can't think of any other word.
No, I mean, there's a bunch, backwards and forwards.
Backwards forwards, like radar and Bob.
Those are, what do they call those?
Yeah. That's
cryptograms.
Yeah.
Oh, what are they, backwards and forwards?
Yeah.
Begins with a P.
Yeah, pentagram.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
Backwards is forwards. I'm looking it up now. Palindrome.
I got Weird Al's palindrome. We could play that.
Yeah. I knew that's what it was. I couldn't remember it.
I watched a lot of movies at the palindrome.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of other words that would be ambigrams where it does that.
Is that, is that the only one?
Yesterday's date was both a palindrome and an ambigram.
Oh. 0202. 2020.
Yeah, there was the thing around yesterday that said it's the first time it's happened in 900 years. I've seen that before where it's like the first time there's two full moons, and I know that's baloney.
That's true.
It's total baloney.
That's right.
Don't fall for that stuff.
And when it's on the internet, people post it on Facebook, and it's got to be true. It has to be true.
That's one reason why every car dealership in America has closed down their internet department. because it got ruined. There were prices, but it said on the internet.
Right.
Yeah, you can get a $50,000 brand new car for $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Not here.
Yeah, I can't think of anything other than swims is the only thing I can think of that you can flip it like that.
Wow.
I had to dispatch a designated chopper to Food Outlet yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first day that I did not get a text message at 7:52 a.m. of chicken tenders.
No Bailey Graham yesterday. But we did get 10. That's the only time I spent outside yesterday was grilling those because I had just enough energy to do it. But as always, big, beautiful chicken tenders at Food Outlet. They're $2.99 a pound. And at the big chain grocery, they want $5.99 for skinny little chickens. They wouldn't serve those to Bailey. I wouldn't insult Bailey with those. Ribeye steak, $6.95 a pound. And they are good. The meat department of Food Outlet, if that's the only place you did your shopping, you would save big bucks every week over what they charge in the chain grocery stores. That meatloaf today with delicious Carolina pride sausage.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
That costs about a third at Food Outlet. And it's USDA grade A meat. It's all good. Other specials, two packages of a pound of Kaneka sausage for $7. They want $4.99 a package at the big chains. And Bluebell ice cream by the half gallon. That's a $7.99 item.
At least.
At least. And it's $4.26 at Food Outlet. So you'll save in every department. And everything is cost plus 10%, so it's not like they pick a handful of items out and put a special price on it and sucker you in to pay retail for the rest. Cost plus 10 at all three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook. On Main Street, west of 31 in the Preferred Community and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
This quiz question comes from Rich Thomas. He writes in, he's from Ohio, says, "Dear Jay, I would like my question to be this."
Dear Casey.
He says, what was the halftime entertainment of the very first Super Bowl that we mentioned? That's what we're looking for. Give us a call, 272-9228.
Hint, it involved no polls.
Yeah, there were no polls.
272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls qualifies for our end of the week grand prize drawing at 7:34.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got our first accident. Taylor Road right in front of Baptist East. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding to that one. We are very busy all over the city right now. Lots of folks headed into Montgomery on I-85 and 65. The Boulevard is busy around the city. Heaviest on the East-South Boulevard. Also heavy traffic on Atlanta Highway to Madison into downtown Montgomery. Use caution. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated right here. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, we are in the middle of our pop quiz question, and we go to Oz.
Hi, Oz.
Hello, how are you?
Are you the great and wonderful Oz?
I'm sorry, what?
My wife wouldn't say that.
What was the entertainment at the first Super Bowl? What was the halftime entertainment?
Carol Channing?
No, but you were listening to me earlier. No, it wasn't Carol Channing. But you heard what I said about 50 years ago. When the Chiefs last played, yeah.
Well, I missed hearing you earlier because I was dropping my son off, but I saw last night.
The graphic about Joe Buck and his dad, Jack Buck. Yeah. No, it's not Carol Channing, but thanks for trying. Appreciate it,
Oz.
Thank you.
Here is Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi there.
Hi. Do you know what the entertainment was that we mentioned for the first Super Bowl?
Two men flying around in jetpacks.
That is
exactly
correct.
Correct, yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
Pays to stay on the line in case the first person doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Doesn't get a credit.
Two men in jetpacks and they ood
and
awed the crowd.
Hey, what sales of the sales of certain commodity went up 33% during the Depression?
Spinach.
Spinach is right. You are just on it today.
Connie listens to the whole thing.
Good.
I love your show.
Oh, we appreciate you so much. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Hang on, Jason.
You should call in more, by the way, Connie. I know this is your second time calling in.
Yes, it is
Well, you should do it more.
You're a winner.
We like to be considered habit forming.
Yes.
Yay.
Hang on.
Jay's going to get some information for you.
See, when you have a listener, and Oz was good, too. He just didn't catch the part of the thing.
Right.
Those are the kind of listeners you show off to your advertiser and say, see the caliber of people that we got here?
Exactly.
All right, at 7:37.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more.
We had an amazing Sunday yesterday. It was Groundhog Day. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and it was a high of 69 with sunshine. Just beautiful. And I think today is going to be just as nice, but a little warmer. There'll be more sun than clouds today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Not bad on February 3rd, right? Tonight, increasing clouds. Overnight, low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers possible from time to time, but still a spring-like high in the lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday. High in the mid-70s, some of the storms could become, especially by afternoon and evening, strong, possibly severe. We're watching the Wednesday situation carefully. The jury is still out on the details, but we're watching it. And then on Thursday, more rain, and then breezy, much colder on Friday. Right now this morning, we have calm winds and 39 degrees. A little chilly, but it's going to warm up quickly here at 7:39.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Okay, boys and girls, guess what? It's time for Animal Stories. Coming up in just a minute. And later on, well, we could do, we have a choice here. We could do a conundrum, or we could play a Super Bowl edition of
Truth or Baloney.
Oh, Super Bowl edition. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I really do like that idea. By the way, I know where you got this animal story idea. This is a great idea. You're reminiscing about a guy in Chicago that used to do animal stories, and that would be Super Jock, right?
Larry Lujan.
That's where you got at the animal story idea? I watched a bunch of them yesterday with Lou Jack.
It's been, 30 years.
Yeah.
31 years since Larry last was on the air. And it just seems like with the internet, give him credit back then, they had to look far and wide.
He had to look at animal stories. Yeah. Magazines, newspapers.
Exactly. And a lot of people would send their stories to him.
So when you hear animal stories on this show, you can take comfort in the fact that we just didn't work that hard to come up with. I don't want anyone to be worried about our welfare. Now, I do have one minor problem here.
Oh?
I can't find him.
Oh, you can't find the animal story. No.
Did the dog ate the animal stories?
Wait a minute. Could this be them?
Hey, we've also got a pair of Joe Bonamassa tickets that we're going to be giving away today. We're not exactly sure if we're going to do the one-note wonder. That's Joe playing his guitar.
Yeah.
When is that show?
February 14th, I think.
Oh, it's Valentine's.
It maybe the 13th. Hang on, maybe
last
just
year
before.
Was Duncan Shane on Valentine's. It was a, what's his name?
Wayne Newton,
yeah.
Let me look and make sure. Because I can't, it's the 13th. So it's on Thursday.
Okay, all right.
It's on Thursday the 13th. So it's still you can still be a Valentine's show.
Good. Then we'll agree.
Yes.
All right. We will come up with a plan.
We'll
come up with a plan. But maybe we could do a pop quiz on animal stories.
We could.
Yeah. There you go.
I got to run down, get some more prednisone. I'll be right back.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
China's markets traded lower after returning to business following an extended Lunar New Year break because of the coronavirus. However, the decline was not as dramatic as feared. Apple shares are lower after the company announced it has closed its stores and corporate offices in China until February 9. You could own a piece of Peet's Coffee. Parent company JAB Holdings recently merged Peet's with JDE Coffee, parent company of Maxwell House and others, and now it wants JDE Peet's to sell stock, which could be listed in Amsterdam. WorldCom's disgraced former CEO Bernie Ebbers has died. He was 78. He was released in December after serving 13 of his 25-year prison sentence at the request of his family because he was suffering from dementia and was legally blind. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. A weekend fire in Montgomery sends 9 people to the hospital. This fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And state troopers are investigating a deadly crash in Pike County. It happened on Pike County Road 4419, approximately a half mile south of AL-10 near Brundage. Troopers say a man died after his vehicle left the road and overturned in a creek. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories, featuring beastesses from the Wild Kingdom, Wolfman to the vocal plea.
Oh, Wolfman's awesome. He's really good today. Right on the money.
Yeah, considering we are impaired by Lobelia this morning. Over the weekend, one of Rich Thomas's favorite creatures, the groundhog.
Oh, yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring when he did not see his shadow Sunday morning. Only 20 times in the 134-year history of Groundhog's Day has the critter's reaction signaled there would be less than 6 weeks left to winter.
And never twice in a row.
No. It's the second year in a row, though, yeah. Phil's failed to see his shadow, something that has never happened before.
He's 39% correct.
About 30,000 people turned out to celebrate the Groundhog's prediction this year, and they celebrated Groundhog's Day yesterday during the Super Bowl with a Bill Murray ad for Jeep that did a pretty good job of replicating the movie, even though Bill looks like hell.
He does.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. A zoo in Norfolk, Virginia is asking the public to donate bottles of old perfume for them to give to their big cats, since the zoo supplies are running low. Bantam Zoo said its lions, tigers, and leopards respond very positively.
Knew it was coming.
It's a unique scent when sprayed in their enclosures. Investigating the new smells helps the big cats mentally and physically in keeping them active. BBC News reports that it's a known thing with Calvin Klein's obsession for men, particularly alluring to the big cats. Experts say it's because many colognes contain Civitone, a synthetic version of a pheromone that comes from the scent glands of the civet, which is a mammal similar to cats. And in our final story today, animal rescuers were able to help a little baby deer.
Oh, not a bear.
A deer. That reminds me of
a female deer?
What?
A female deer? Ray?
a long, long way to go. No, that's Fa. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. The deer was found in the public storage facility on Hilton Head Island, seemed unable to walk when rescuers found it. The deer did not appear to have any injuries. Rescuers carried it outside, and then it took off, running into the woods, where it lived happily ever after. And thank goodness that there are animal rights activists looking out for creatures like the deer.
What about these pants I got on? You think they're okay?
Imagine you're a deer. Yeah. You prance along, you get thirsty, you spot a little brook, you put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
Water?
Bam! And bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give what kind of pants the son of who shot you was wearing?
That's funny.
Okay, coming up.
What movie is that?
Why, that would be My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, God.
Who else would say a deer?
In the water?
It a two-syllable word. Water.
Water.
Cool. Your little deer lips down to the water. Water. 7:50.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're
cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? We'll try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
All right, who would like to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire?
Truth! Or baloney!
For a $10 Seafood Distro gift card.
This is about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's Super Bowl related.
This will be fun.
Oh, wait a minute. I misread the sheet.
Oh.
This is Super Bowl trivia.
Are you, what?
You're kidding.
No, it's... I mean, it's not... Look,
what's the halftime show?
Just to be real clear, this is not a...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
No, this is stuff we should know about bowels.
Really?
Jeez, Dad. I thought you were going to be Super Bowl.
So who wants to get the scoop on the poop here?
217. You got...
272-9228.
272-9228 is our phone number.
If you want to play the Truth or Baloney game about the Super Bowel.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, I didn't see the extra vowel. But there was a vowel movement in the title of the thing. So.
You know what I forgot to turn on and what? Record yesterday? The puppy
bowl.
Oh, it was cute.
Oh, man.
I saw part of the...
They had four special needs dogs involved. One was a three-legged dog, one was a blind dog, one was a deaf dog.
I can't believe I didn't. I've got an overabundance of monitors in there, and I didn't have it on.
Wow, 67 comments already this morning on our...
Super Bowl?
Yeah, your take on the halftime show.
In one word, pandering, trashy.
Yeah, a lot of trashy in there.
Mm-hmm. Nasty.
Not everybody, though, panned it. Cleaner than expected. They turned that into one word. Very clever.
Cleaner than expected.
Who's going to call and play this game with us?
Oh, come on.
I have pneumonia. I am at death's door.
We can also run the conundrum.
No.
Okay, never mind.
No, now it's become a thing. Now I'm on a mission.
All right,
I need one contestant at 272-9228. This could be the last time I get to play one of these silly games on the radio. Send me out with a smile, would you?
Oh, man. I love the guy that said needing a cigarette and a shower afterward.
Yeah. In other words, you know, look, what I saw in that clip of the halftime show is a phenomenon on the stage that I thought went away with Michael Jackson, but apparently there's a lot of people that can't move on a stage without pulling themselves by their private parts.
Well, you know.
Is that like a jump start or something?
What was it last year? It was Maroon 5 and... what's his name was up there shirtless?
Yeah,
Adam Levine.
Yeah. And he got a lot of bad reaction about.
Oh, hey, look, a call.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a call's flowing.
Hurry.
I hope they're meant to call us.
It's probably a telemarketer. Just keep him on the line.
Yeah, telemarketer. That'd
hey,
be
Debbie.
Funny.
Debbie's
that would
play.
Be hilarious.
What's the first letter of your last name?
Oh my God! It's 7:57. We don't have time now.
What is it?
Oh,
too much time begging.
Right.
No,
too
I'm not
much
make
time
it.
On.
And you say you
want
to tell us about the tea party thing? Okay. No, just kidding.
All right.
No, she wants to play.
Okay.
I was just kidding with you.
Hey, Debbie, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'll give it a swing. Let's see what I can do.
You know what the topic is, right?
Yes.
Super Bowl.
We'll carefully walk our way through this.
Good idea.
We'll watch where we're stepping.
Good idea, too.
Yeah. All right, you need to get 2 out of 3 right
uh-huh.
or get them all wrong to win.
All right, here we go.
And you have... Two lifelines.
Who knows a lot about Bob?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, both of you guys really know your but
thanks.
All right,
I think
number
you're
one,
full of...
the biggest animal on Earth also has the biggest bowel movements. Is that truth or baloney?
Say that again?
The biggest animal on Earth has the biggest bowel movements.
What you think?
Truth or baloney?
Debbie?
I think it's true.
Winning.
The blue whale,
yeah,
which is the biggest, does about 50 gallons of waste anytime they go potty.
Ooh, wow, 50 gallons?
Wow.
I don't want to be anywhere nearby.
No.
No.
Man.
All right, you're halfway to glory.
All right.
Statement 2, the average American will produce over 100,000 pounds.
No.
By the time they're 65 years old.
No, come on.
I will say that's true.
Okay, congratulations. No, actually, that's baloney. It's about 20,000 pounds. But
okay.
So we need you to get this one right.
You got to get this one right.
You can't even read it, can you?
Yeah, 20,000 pounds.
Here's one. This is... Jellyfish don't poop. Truth or baloney?
Jellyfish don't poop.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a children's book, isn't it? Jellyfish don't
poop. I'm going to say true. What the heck?
That's it. You're a winner.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Good
and
Lord.
They stay constipated all the time.
That's
no wonder they're so mean when you get nearby.
That's it. That's why they